Today, we will read Matthew chapter 28. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, open our eyes to see what's in here, to understand your words and your message for us. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts to receive it and to follow and to obey what you ask us to do. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they are instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." All right, today we see the story of the resurrection of Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life. And this is a central part of the gospel, that Jesus, as God himself, has power over death. And his resurrection is important because it shows us that God accepted his sacrifice on our behalf, and that everything was satisfied, and so God brought him back to life to show us that we can be right with him, to give us hope of a life after death in heaven with God. And so what happens is these women are coming to prepare his body for a final burial, and suddenly there's an earthquake, an angel appears, rolls back the stone, and sits on it. Well, the guards are so scared they faint, and the angel tells the women, don't be afraid. Jesus is alive again. And they go and tell his disciples. And on their way, they actually see Jesus and they meet him. Now, they weren't the only ones to see him. In other places in Scripture, we read that over 500 people saw Jesus after he came back to life. That is enough people that their testimony is enough to be certain that Jesus was alive, that he did come back to life. But the chief priests don't want to hear this. They don't want to know. They don't go to search and find out what really happened. Again, they are convinced that this is a lie, and they don't even allow themselves to look into it. Instead, they pay the guards to tell a lie and say, oh, his disciples stole the body. Now, many people believe this lie, both then and even now. But this doesn't make sense, because most of the disciples actually died because they were claiming that Jesus was alive. Eventually, they began to persecute and to kill the Christians. And many, if not most, I think all but one, are actually killed because they were followers of Jesus, because they were saying he came back to life, he is the only way to God. They were put to death. Now, no one would die for what they know is a lie. No one would die for what they know is not true. They died for something that they believed in because it was true. They had seen Jesus. They had spent time with him. The Bible teaches that after Jesus came back to life, he spent about 40 days with them, spending time with them, teaching them, explaining to them who he was, what he came for, why was he here, what was his purpose, and teaching them. And so he was with them and they saw him, and it changed their lives completely. Now, at the very end of the chapter, we see as he is getting ready to leave and go back to heaven, Jesus gives them a command. He gives them some instructions. He tells them first, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. We see that Jesus has been exalted and lifted up, and that he is now has all authority. He is in control. He has been placed over all of the earth. Now that is where he already was. But it just becomes even more powerful because of his death and resurrection. He has defeated or beaten the enemy. He has defeated Satan completely. Next, he gives a command. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We, his disciples and us, are commanded to go throughout the world and make disciples. We are commanded to go and share the good news, to tell other people who Jesus is, what did he do, and how does that change our lives. We're commanded to go, make disciples, help other people see who he is, and then follow him. That's what a disciple is. It is a follower of Jesus. They are to be baptized. When we follow Jesus, God commands us to be baptized. Basically, this is going into the water, going under the water and coming back up, and it's kind of a picture that as we go under the water, it is a picture of Jesus' death and burial, and then coming out of the water, it is a picture of his coming back to life. And in the same way, it is a picture of something that has happened in our lives. When I accept and follow Jesus, I die to myself. My old life is gone. And that's kind of when I go under the water. My old life is buried and put away. When I come out of the water, I am rising to a new life in Jesus. Jesus gives me a new life. He brings my heart alive. It's a second birth to be born again. That before Jesus, my heart was dead. But through Jesus, I am made alive in Jesus. And that's a beautiful picture. That my old sinful way of life is dead, and I have been raised and given a new life in Jesus. And you can have that too. Finally, he tells us to teach others to obey everything I have commanded you. And notice that we are teaching them to obey, not just to know what Jesus says, what the Bible teaches us, but to obey, to do what he has told us to do. And that is what we are called to obey, to follow Jesus, and to make disciples. I pray that you would follow Jesus, because he is greater than anything else. He is worthy of our praise. He gave himself for us. And when we follow him, he is with us. And I love that last sentence. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That though Jesus is not, I cannot see him physically here, the Holy Spirit was sent to be with us, to live in us. And I have God in the room with me, leading me, guiding me, helping me. And that is a wonderful promise. I am no longer separated from God, but he is with me always. Lord, I just want to thank you that you are with us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to follow and to obey. Lord, help us to live the new life that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to go and make disciples of all nations, that all people would follow you and obey you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.